You know, most of us who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ have simulated the Christian experience but have never jumped. Jesus said, "Come down immediately, for I must stay at your house today." He didn't give the option of convenience, did he? Following Jesus is right here, right now, and it demands an immediate, decisive response. A lot of us believe in Jesus. We think that this commitment, we think that is commitment. Because we believe an intellectual truth, or because we have committed ourselves to an intellectual idea. But that is not a commitment. Commitment goes beyond emotions. Commitment goes beyond feelings. Sometimes people believe that when they go to church and they feel something, then God must have been there, right? Sometimes. But the thing is, feelings change. Commitment is an act of your will. There was no turning back once she jumped out of that airplane, was there? When you jump, you can't turn back. You see, at this point in the life of First Church, we need a radical commitment from each of us, not an intellectual assent. We need a radical commitment. Come down now, for I'm coming to your house today. That's the kind of radical commitment we need. And my question this morning is, are you willing? Are you willing? Many of you might say, "Eric, my life has totally changed with this church. I've grown up in this church. It's all I know, Eric. I've made a radical commitment to Jesus through this church. I've never been so committed to anything in my life, Eric." And you know, that's the funny thing about sermons. I've simply just been given a message. I don't know why. I don't know who. Or I don't know how. I'm not told these things. Only you and God know what it is that you're still holding on to this morning. Jesus is asking for it right here, right now. Whatever it is, and for all 200 of us, I'm sure it's 200 different things. Whatever you're holding on to, Jesus wants you to let it go right now. He wants a radical commitment right now. You see, the Old Testament wanted a portion of our lives, but Jesus asked for us, if we want to think in Greek terms, which is kind of where our society was built, Jesus is asking for our minds and our bodies and our spirits and our wills. Jesus asked for our prayers and our time and our talents and our tithes. Up until now, has it been a simulated commitment for you? Has it been a simulated commitment? Or is it a truly radical commitment to Jesus Christ? To what Jesus calls us to do. Are you ready to jump from the plane? Are you ready to jump from the high board? Maybe is an easier way to think about it. Are you ready? Jesus, folks, is calling us for a radical commitment. Jesus is calling us to a radical commitment. Are you ready? Are you willing? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give you thanks and praise in this worship service. We thank you, as Jesus called Zacchaeus to, you call us to a radical commitment. And dear God, that is so scary. You know, we may belly flop. We may experience pain or adventure. Whatever it is, God, we know and understand that you, through Jesus Christ, want a radical commitment. And dear God, for those who are ready to take that step this morning, I just ask that you give them courage, that you give them the courage, that you break the shackles that's holding them back, God, that they can come and talk to me after this worship service or during this week or next week. Just give them the courage, God, to step out on a radical commitment, God. If people have not accepted Jesus as their leader and Lord of their life, have them come talk to me, God.